This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At home and abroad, health officials are warning of COVID-19 numbers going in the wrong direction. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The World Health Organization says confirmed cases have gone up in five straight weeks by 12% last week in Europe alone. COVID deaths had dropped in six straight, but Maria Van Kerkhove says they're up slightly in the past week.
This is also a worrying sign.
In Atlanta, CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says deaths continue dropping in the U.S., but
the rate of decline of deaths has slowed.
She says areas like the Northeast and Upper Midwest are seeing a significant rise in new cases. Taken together, she calls it a warning sign for the American people.
I am worried that if we don't take the right actions now, we will have another avoidable surge, just as we are seeing in Europe right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Germany is extending its lockdown measures by another month, and it is imposing several new restrictions in an effort to drive down the rate of coronavirus infections. Chancellor Angela Merkel announced early Tuesday that the measures include largely shutting down public life for several days over Easter. Speaking after a lengthy video call with the country's 16 state governors, Merkel stressed the regions with a high rate of infection would need to pull emergency brakes agreed at a previous meeting 3 weeks ago. Amid concern over the rise in Germans traveling abroad on holidays, authorities also agreed on a blanket requirement for air travelers to be tested for COVID-19 before boarding a flight to Germany. Or VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Police say 10 people were killed in a shooting at a Colorado supermarket, including a police officer. Boulder Police Commander Kerry Yamaguchi said at a news conference Monday that a suspect is in custody and is getting medical treatment. Police say they're still investigating and did not have details on the motive. The officer who was killed was 51-year-old Eric Talley. He had been with Boulder Police since 2010. Airlines are putting pressure on the Biden administration to come up with a plan to reduce restrictions on international travel. More than two dozen groups representing airlines and others in the tourism industry made their demands in a letter Monday to a top White House official. The group say that the people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 should be exempt from testing requirements before entering the U.S. They also want the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to say it's safe for vaccinated people to travel. U.S. air travel is already picking up. More than 1.5 million people went through airport checkpoints on Sunday, the highest number in more than a year. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for a halt to all violence against Asians and people of Asian descent. The UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq said that the Secretary General is profoundly concerned about the targeting of Asians during the COVID-19 pandemic. He said the world has witnessed horrific deadly acts, verbal and physical harassment, bullying in schools, workplace discrimination, incitement to hatred in the media and on social media platforms, and incendiary language by those in positions of power. The statement follows last Tuesday's rampage at three Atlanta area massage businesses that killed eight people, six of them Asian American women. The European Union imposed sanctions on Monday on four Chinese officials, including a top security director for human rights abuses in Xinjiang, to which Beijing responded with its own sanctions on Europeans. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said after a meeting of EU foreign ministers that those targeted had an active role in the design and implementation of the Chinese policies. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs published a statement on its website announcing retaliation sanctions on European lawmakers. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.